What do laundry and sin have in common? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. And no, today's little intro was not the start of a joke, I'm sorry, and it's not clickbait either. That's actually what today's Devo is about. It's called Dirty Laundry by A.W. Smith. Have you ever accidentally folded a basket of dirty laundry? At first, you probably didn't even notice the clothes weren't clean. But when you took a closer look, or smell, you could probably tell that the clothes had been worn. If you decided to just fold them up and put them away, you wouldn't deceive anyone. Soon enough, it would become apparent that the clothes hadn't been washed. Hiding it doesn't help. It's the same way when we sin. If we try to hide things we've done wrong, we only deceive ourselves. If we try to convince ourselves that some wrong thing we've done is not so bad and isn't really sin, we may sometimes manage to fool ourselves and even other people, but we can't fool God. That's why we should never try to hide our sin. Instead, God calls us to confess it to Him and rest in His forgiveness. The truth is, our sins, even the small ones, are such a big deal that Jesus went to the cross to pay the punishment we deserved. And then He rose from the grave so we could be made righteous in God's sight. If we've put our trust in Jesus, all our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. It's all been dealt with on the cross. Jesus has given us His righteousness, and we've become new people. But until Jesus returns to renew the world, we still sin, and God knows that. There's no use trying to hide it, and we don't need to. God sees us with grace and mercy. And even when we still struggle with feelings of guilt and shame, He invites us to come to Him. Trying to hide our sin from anyone, including ourselves, only creates more hurt. But admitting our sin and coming to Jesus with it helps us remember and experience His grace and love. And that can help us extend grace and love to others. Because the truth is, sin is real, even when we don't want to admit it. But praise God, His grace is even more real. So let's talk about today's Devo a little bit more together, you and me. Is there any sin you've been struggling to admit to yourself? Consider the following questions, either by yourself or with another trusted Christian. Why is this particular sin so hard to admit? What lie am I believing? Do I truly believe that God's grace covers every sin, including this one? As you spend some time processing, you can talk with Jesus about it, telling Him about whatever comes to mind, confessing sin, and also naming confusion, lies, hurts, and anything else that's stirred up in your heart. Then, thanking Him for His grace, love, and forgiveness. As you and I can read in 1 John 1:9, "But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Isaiah 1:18 as well as 1 John chapter 1 verses 6 through chapter 2 verse 2 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo encouraging? Wasn't it kind of fun to read about dirty laundry? Well, if God's given you an example of something in your life that He's related to your walk with Him, I'd encourage you to share that with us, just like the dirty laundry. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called God Loves the Unloved with yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.